In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello friends, and welcome back to another episode of Common Prayer. Happy Monday. Happy Monday of Christmas week. We have reached the final week of our Advent journey together, but glad that you've been checking in. And man, it was so good to see some of you out at Leo Ryan Park this past weekend. You know, we had our carols and candlelight event, which was such a beautiful night, a beautiful evening to safely, of course, but to sing together outside under the stars, listening and looking at the candlelight, watching the people of God gather together to worship. Goodness, it was so good to see so many of you. You know, if you were able to make it out there, thank you for joining. I hope you were as filled up as I was. And if you were not able to make it for whatever reason, just know that we missed you. We look forward to gathering again with you all. Well, you know, as I mentioned, this week we are concluding our journey through Advent, and I think no doubt this is probably the hardest week to practice Advent because Christmas is so close, right? It's the same reason that for my two girls, for kids all over the place, this seems like the longest week of the year because they know Christmas is coming. For most of us this week, even though in COVID world it's all different, we'll still be filled with last minute planning and maybe some purchases and wrapping gifts and other preparations and all of that will be going on. I mean, even if it's a little bit more of a low key year because of all the restrictions, the reality is it's still a busy week. There's still a lot to be done. And so I think the challenge for us this week is while we're trying to center on Advent, all of this external busyness is swirling around us. But spiritually, I think in some ways, the goal is the same as it's been the past 3 weeks. And that's to get ready. That's to prepare ourselves to celebrate Christmas. In the church calendar, Christmas is actually 12 days long. It's called Christmastide. It's the celebration of Christmas actually extends more than just the 25th, but actually 12 days and beyond. That's actually where we get the 12 days of Christmas. The popular song is not the 12 days leading up to Christmas, but the 12 days after the day of Christmas, because there is a time to celebrate. But now we are waiting. We are still in the preparation phase. We are working to prepare ourselves for the monumentous moment, the reality of the incarnation of Jesus, of God with us. And as we look through the Christmas story, our model for this anticipation, for this preparation is Mary. I mean, just consider for a moment the stress of what she goes through in this story. I mean, she's late in her pregnancy. She's going through the kind of arduous, unknown realities of travel in the first century. She arrives at her destination and the accommodations are crowded. But she is preparing for the birth of Jesus. She is ready. She is, amongst all of that chaos, she is ready to encounter God in an altogether different way. I mean, Mary has been waiting from the very moment that the angel visited her. She has been waiting, anticipating, dreaming, thinking, all of that, right? But she is ready. In this moment, she's ready. With all of that confusion and the chaos, she is ready. And so this week, our theme is really that it's blessed is she who believed. It's this idea that Mary gives us such this beautiful framework of faith in the midst of all of that, but yet patience in the midst of all of that, of waiting on the Lord. And that's our goal today, is to begin this final week preparing our hearts, waiting one last time for the arrival of Christmas. So before we get too far into it and into our text, I would love for us to just spend a moment in the quiet, in the stillness again, preparing our hearts for God. So let's do that now. I invite you to just take a few deep breaths. Bring yourself back to the moment, whatever the weekend had, whatever the week ahead has for you that's filling your mind. Just slow down for a moment and sit in the quiet. Our scripture reading for today comes from Micah 5, verses 2 through 5. It says, "But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach the ends of the earth. And he will be our peace when the Assyrians invade our land and march through our fortresses." You know, throughout Advent, we've been spending a fair amount of time in the text of the prophet Isaiah. And today we read Micah, and Micah was a contemporary of Isaiah. I mean, he was facing some of the similar challenges. He's right in the middle of this this pressing situation that will eventually lead to Israel's collapse to the Assyrian army. And so as this is unfolding, you know, Micah speaks this prophecy as he's sitting in the midst of that chaos. He speaks this prophecy that says, out of Bethlehem, out of this tiny, small clan of Judah, will come the Messiah. You know, and it's interesting because, again, Christmas, you know, in this context is so subtle. It's that this tiny child will be born in this tiny section of the Roman Empire under all of the weight and the oppression that the people of God were facing. Out of all the darkness, out of all the brokenness, there will come a baby. There will come one born who will in fact bring about that new age that God had promised. And in this sense, it's so unassuming. And you know, this is the way the kingdom of God operates. This is, you know, Jesus speaks often of this idea of the kingdom of God starting small and then proliferating, of going out from there. And here Micah is attesting to that. He says, again, "Bethlehem, though you are small, out of you will come one who will rule over Israel." And then, you know, verse 3 talks about, you know, "Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son." There's this, again, this anticipation. This is Mary pregnant with the very hope of God in her. And it's this imagery, again, of that she is laboring for this son to come, that we, again, can sense. We can feel that. That's what we've done this past month, is try to tap into that longing that we have buried within us. But notice verse 4. It says, "He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord." I mean, this is such rich imagery that we see all over scriptures. This picture of Jesus as our shepherd, to guide and protect, to care for, and to lead his people. You know, in one sense, just like we were just speaking about, a shepherd is unassuming, but yet a shepherd is the leader to the shepherd's flock. He's everything. And Jesus, in this sense, is everything, right? He is our shepherd. He is the one in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the concern. He's protecting, he's caring, he's feeding, he's leading, he's guiding, he's loving his people. And in the same way, Micah the prophet and all throughout the scriptures takes up this imagery of a shepherd guiding his flock, to say, this is what God is up to. This is what Jesus is doing, that Messiah. He is leading us through the chaos. Church, this is the hope that we have. Again, I think of the concern, the worry, the anxiety that must have been on Mary. And yet she clung to her shepherd. So as we finish today's thoughts, I invite you just to settle into the moment and think through that imagery. Think through the chaos that's going through Mary's mind. Think through the chaos that Micah's facing in this moment. Think through the chaos that you are experiencing in your time, right here, right now. Uncertainty seems to be just right beneath the surface for all of us. But yet, in light of that, there is Jesus. And he will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely. For then his greatness will reach the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. I invite you to hold that image of Jesus as shepherd. It is in that position of Jesus as shepherd that we find our peace, that we find our security. And in the midst of chaos, as we travel through the unknown, as we long and we wait, Jesus is there, and we trust that he is in fact our Messiah, he is in fact our Savior. And blessed is the one who believes, as Mary did, as the prophets before her, as the many followers of Jesus since the first Christmas have believed. Blessed is the one who believes. As we close, try to release those stresses and those things that weigh you down. Those sense of chaos, sense of things out of control. Recognize the shepherd is there with you to walk with you through whatever those are. Now let me close for our prayer for this week. Lord, may we, like Mary, our exemplar, believe this day that there will be fulfillment of all that you have spoken, O Lord. And I say to you again, I am your servant. Let it be with me according to your word. Amen and amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.